How's it going, everyone? Jesus here, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Barbie.
What do I have to do?
You have to go to the real world.
You can go back to your regular life, or you can know the truth about the universe. The choice is now yours.
The first one, the high heel.
You have to want to know, okay? Do it again.
Closer, I am fine.
I'm coming with you.
Okay.
Wow, this is the real world. What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also staring at me.
So I sadly missed my chance to catch Barbie out in theaters back when it was like Oppenheimer Barbie time. I was originally trying to go see this with some family and friends. We were gonna do the whole shebang, but I was never able to kind of just get everyone together, and it just then fell through the cracks. And with a new year, I wanted to at least watch this before I did my top five movie and TV shows reviews, or top five shows and movies of 2023, and I wanted to at least see if Barbie was gonna make it to my ranking. So at least if you are able to, you're able to watch this on HBO Max, I believe. And I'm kind of glad I got to see it. It was one of the few films I'm disappointed that I missed to go see in cinema, because it was enjoyable like film. I generally did enjoy the movie, and I am so happy in how they handled a franchise of Barbie in a film. And you know, having the cast of Margot Robbie as Barbie and Ryan Gosling as Ken, man, I can see why people were so happy with these two. They did a fabulous job. I enjoyed their character so much. The plot, you know, the plot is pretty interesting, meticulous. It really starts off with, you know, your stereotypical Barbie, and then they start showcasing Barbie Land and some of the like discontinued Barbies. I liked that they were poking fun on the franchise that is Barbie, and all these things, and just kind of how the world works and things like that. I generally did enjoy this and how they played it up. And I was wondering from the trailers how they were gonna do kind of the Barbie goes to the real world and all that, and how that was all gonna work, and how was this movie going to play out. And you know what? It was hilarious. Like, I genuinely like the plot they were going with, of Barbie kind of discovering that Barbies technically did not save the world and things like that, or save womankind for the most part, or improve their lives, because that's kind of the plot of this film, and her kind of having somewhat of a realization, and then kind of having the Mattel bad guys, and then the whole Ken fiasco. It's really amazingly what they did, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. The cast was wonderful. They have a wonderful supporting cast. Everything went well. Some of the musical numbers were really interesting. I am super disappointed in myself that I was not able to catch this in cinema. There were some moments, definitely it would have been wonderful to see on the big screen. And some of the jokes were, for better or worse, some people could take it the way they want to, but I genuinely enjoyed it. I had so much fun watching all this. Plot was good. The flow of the film was wonderful. The supporting cast was great. I just genuinely did enjoy this movie. I there were very few negatives you could really see. There was nothing like big. Like, generally, there was nothing like I like disliked about it. Maybe like, yeah, there's really very few things. Kind of the bad guy stuff at the quote big bads, and then the secret antagonists. Without kind of spoiling it a little bit, because definitely there's a movie, like, unless you were kind of digging for spoilers, like, there I didn't realize how this film was gonna go. I kind of stayed blind to it when I was ready to go watch it. So kind of how the whole thing with Barbie and Ken stuff. I generally did enjoy this movie, and I hope you guys watch it, because it will be making it to my top five. That's a little tidbit right there. Possibly, I still got to go back and review it. Probably by the end of the month, you'll see my top five movies and shows. But it's a contender, definitely a contender. Go ahead, go check it out. Like I said, a great cast, fun story, funny, like good, like really good, like poking fun at itself, not only with Mattel, but with Warner Brothers, like good poking fun of each other's. Good flow of the plot. And just overall, yeah, it's a fun movie. And I wish I caught this in cinema. But yeah, let me know your thoughts on Barbie. Did you catch it in the theaters, or did you wait until it was streaming? Let me know down in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify, or if you're listening to this on any podcast platform. Follow me on any social media: Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Facebook, if you still have that. So thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.